百昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年9月29日，星期日。我们今天非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Radha Sharan Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text Number 21. This chapter is entitled Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions.
我们今天阅读圣典博加瓦坦第二篇第七章的第21节，这一章的题目是起特殊作用的化身。
So, let's go through the Sanskrit.
我们先来看译文梵文。
Dhanvantari.
Dhanvantari.
Cha.
Cha.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Swayameva.
Svayameva
Kirtihi
Kirtihi
Namna
Namna
Nirnam Pururujam
Nirnam Pururujam
Rujaha
Rujaha
Ashu
Ashu
Hanti
Hanti
Yagye
Yagye
Cha
Cha
Bhagam
Bhagam
Amrita
Amrita
Ayu
Ayu
Ava
Ava
Avarunde
Avarunde
Ayushya
Ayushya
Vedam
Vedam
Anushasti
Anushasti
Avatirya
Avatirya
Loke
Loke
Dhanvantarishcha Bhagavan Svayameva Kirtir
Dhanvantarishcha Bhagavan Svayameva Kirtir
Namna Nirnam Pururujam Ruja Ashuhanti
Namna Nirnam Pururujam Ruja Ashuhanti
Yagye cha bhagam amrita yur avarundha
avarunda. Yagye cha bhagavan amrita yur avarunda.
No. Yagye cha bhagam amrita yur avarunda.
Yagye cha bhagavan amrita yur avarunda.
Not bhagavan. Bhagam.
Oh, sorry. Yagye cha bhagam amrita yur avavarunda.
That's right. Ayushya vedam anushatya veryati loke.
Ayushya vedam anushatya vadhirya loke.
Sanskrit is very nice, isn't it? Dhanvantari cha bhagavan swayameva kirtir
Dhanvantarscha Bhagavan Svayam Eva Kirtir
Namnam Nirnam Pururujam Ruja Ashuhanti
Namnam Nirnam Pururujam Ruja Ashuhanti
Yagyecha Bhagam Amritayur Avavarunda
Yagyecha Bhagam Amritayur Avavarunda
Ayushya VedamAnushastya vatirya loke.
Ayushya viram anushastya vatirya loke.
Okay. Dhanvantarihi.
Dhanvantari.
The incarnation of God, name Dhanvantari.
神的名叫 Dhanvantari 的化身。
Cha.
Cha.
And.
和。
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
人格守神。
Svayameva.
Svayameva.
Personally himself.
他亲自。
Kirtihi.
Kirtihi.
Fame personified.
人名望的人格化身
Namna
Namna
By the name
名叫
Nrinam Pururujam
Nrinam Pururujam
Of the diseased living entities
患病的生物体的
Purujaha
Purujaha
Diseases
疾病
Ashu,
Ashu,
very soon,
很快
Hanti,
Hanti,
cures,
医治
Yagye,
Yagye,
in the sacrifice,
在祭祀中
Cha,
Cha,
also,
还有
Bhagam,
Bhagam,
share,
分享
Amrita
Amrita
Nectar
甘露
Ayu
Ayu
Duration of life
寿命
Ava
Ava
From
从
Avarunde
Avarunde
Obtains
得到
Ayushya,
Ayushya,
duration of life,
寿命的
Vedam,
Vedam,
knowledge,
知识
Anushashti,
Anushashti,
directs,
指导
Avatirya,
Avatirya,
incarnating,
化身为
Loke
Loke
In the universe
在宇宙中
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨
The Lord in his incarnation of Dhanvantari very quickly cures the diseases of the ever diseased living entities simply by his fame personifiedAnd only because of him, due to the demigods, achieve long lives. Thus, the personality of Godhead becomes very glorified. He also exacted a share from the sacrifices, and it is he only who inaugurated the medical science or the knowledge of medicine in the universe.
译文和要旨译文至尊主化身为 Dhanvantari 仅仅以他个人的声望就很快治愈了永远处在疾病状态中的生物体的疾病而且仅仅因为他的缘故半身人们才可以享受长寿因此人格守神永远受到赞美而且也得到祭祀中的一份祭品他独自在宇宙中创始了医学医药知识
Yes, you can read the purport.
要旨，正如圣典博迦瓦坛开篇所述，一切都来自人格守神这一最初的源头。而这节诗告诉我们，医学或医药知识也是由人格守神的化身 Dhanvantari 给予，后被记载在了《韦达经》中。《韦达经》提供了所有的知识，其中也包括完全治愈生物体疾病的医学知识，有物质躯体的生物。因为其躯体构造而患疾病，躯体是疾病的真相。疾病展现的种类可能不同，但无疑存在，就像每一个生物体都有生有死一样。因此，凭藉至尊主的恩典，生物体不仅可以治愈身心方面的疾病，而且可以使灵魂摆脱不断的生死轮回。至尊主的另外一个名字是 Bhavashusa。Bhavashali 意思是根治物质存在的疾病的创始人、
Okay. Om Gyan Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Janabhutale Shayan Rupakana Mayam Dharati Shvapadantikam Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shumati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Maste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschachade Shatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we have the great fortune to do some little service for Krishna Baladev Prabhu.
那我们今天呢有这个非常的好的运气能够帮 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 做一点点服务。
He told me yesterday that he is sitting in Prabhupada's room at the Radha Damodar Temple in Vrindavan.
昨天呢他告诉我他坐在 Vrindavan 的 Radha Damodar 的 Srila Prabhupada 的房间里面。
It's his favorite place for meditation.
那这是他最喜欢的冥想的地方。
And therefore his connection is not very good, so he asked me to replace him today.
那也就是因为这个原因呢，他在那边的信号不是特别好，所以呢，他才请我今天帮他代课。
And we are broadcasting this lecture today from Haikou in Hainan.
那么今天我们的这些讲课呢，是从海南的海口给大家播出的。
Where we are doing some wonderful programs.
那在这个地方呢我们做了一些非常美妙的节目。
So, we are going through the different scheduled incarnations of the Supreme Lord.
那到目前为止呢我们在看到了主的非常各种各样不同的特殊作用的化身。
They are listed in this chapter.
那这些化身呢在这个章节里面一一的被列了出来。
And each incarnation appears at a particular time, at a particular form, for a particular purpose.
那么每一个化身呢都在一个特定的时间以特定的目的以特定的身形闪现。
But we hear from the scriptures that actually there are unlimited numbers of incarnations.
但是我们从经典中可以了解到主的化身是无穷多的。
The Srimad Bhagavatam is listing only a few of them.
但是在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面呢只是列出了其中的几位。
The Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by Shukadev Goswami 5,000 years ago, is a short version of the Srimad Bhagavatam for the human beings of Kali Yuga.
那在五千年以前呢圣典薄伽瓦坛由 Shukadev Goswami 讲述那这呢是为了给这个卡利年代的人们所听到的一个简短的版本。
Of course, the Srimad Bhagavatam is completely pure and complete in itself.
毫无疑问，圣典薄伽瓦坛本身呢是完整的，并且呢是完全的纯粹的。
But it is given according to the capacity of a devotee understanding in the age of Kali.
但是呢在卡利年代的奉献者他有他的理解的能力所以根据他的这个理解能力被讲述。
For example, the demigods, they also have their Srimad Bhagavatam.
比如说半神人们也有他们的圣典薄伽瓦坛。
Our Bhagavatam here is 18,000 verses, their Srimad Bhagavatam is 100,000 verses.
那比如说我们的圣典薄伽瓦坛呢是18,000个时节但是半身人们他们阅读的圣典薄伽瓦坛是180,000个时节。
So they get far more information.
所以呢半身人们所获得的信息要比我们多得多。
And it is explained that as many species of life that are existing in this universe, there are equal amount of incarnations of Krishna.
There are equal. Sorry, Prabhu, could you say it again? I didn't really get it.
Okay, there are 8,400,000 species of life. There are 8,400,000 incarnations.
Okay, 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 okay. 那就是在我们的这个宇宙中呢，有800万种生命形式。那么作为主的化身呢，也有800万位。
What is the purpose for that?
那么这个目的是为什么呢？
Because Krishna is so merciful that he incarnates in every possible form to help the conditioned souls come back to proper spiritual consciousness.
因为 Krishna 他是非常的仁慈的，所以说呢，他要在所有的这种生命形式的状态中显现，从而呢能够确保每一个生物体都能够回到他神的知觉之中。
So here we have one specific incarnation. His name is Dhanvantari.
所以今天我们讲述的呢是一个特别的主的化身，他的名字是 Dhanvantari。
Dhanvantari is a incarnation of the Lord.
那 Dhanvantari 他是主的化身。
And his story is briefly explained in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
他的故事呢是在圣典薄伽瓦坛的第八篇中被简述的。
When the demigods and the demons were churning the ocean.
当半神人和恶魔们他们在搅拌海洋的时候，
because demons and demigods are always fighting for control over the universe.
因为半神人和恶魔们他们总是为了要控制宇宙而在进行争斗。
Of course, demons are not meant to be controllers, but sometimes they get more powerful than the demigods.
那当然恶魔本来就不应该是有控制权的，但有的时候呢他们要比半神要更加的强大。
The demigods are empowered to represent the Supreme Lord in the material world to look after the universal affairs.
那么半神人们呢，他们确实是被至尊主所授予的力量，然后呢在这个宇宙中呢去管理这个众生的事宜。
But because we are in the material world, there will always be some destructive elements who come to disturb everything.
但是由于我们是在物质世界，所以呢，总是会有一些摧毁性的元素来这儿销毁掉所有的这一切。
And demons are actually very, very intelligent.
那么恶魔们呢，他们实际上是非常有智慧的。
They're very powerful.
他们非常的有力量。
But their aim is always purely materially motivated.
但是呢他们的目的呢永远都是完全的纯粹的物质的以动物质为动机的。
So Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita that there are only two kinds of, human beings.
Srila Prabhupada 在《薄伽梵歌》里面就解释了只有两种人。
He said there are suras and asuras. They are divine and demoniac people.
也就是说呢，他们是 sura 和 asura， 他们是神性的或恶魔般的人。
So those who are inclined to spiritual progress and those who serve the purpose of the Supreme Lord are considered to be suras. Everyone else is asura.
那么那些想要在灵性上求取进步，并且想要为至尊主做服务的人被称为叫 Asura， 其他的人都是 Asura。
Asura means one who has his own self-interest as a priority and nothing else exists.
那 Asura 的意思呢，就是总是有自私自利的这个目的去所求，那么其他对他来说都不重要。
So when people are fighting over material prosperity, when people are fighting over temporary things, they are called asuras. They are called demons.
所以当人们为这个个人的这种繁荣去追求并且要去得到这个经济上的这个发展的时候，那么他就被称为叫 Asura。
And those who are looking after the welfare of others, who look after the upkeep of the universe, who respect nature, who perform sacrifices and offerings, they are considered to be Suras or divinely empowered people.
那么那些呢，为了别人的利益而着想，在进行祭祀，然后要为了维系宇宙的这个和平，那么这样的人呢，他们被称为叫 Sura， 他们是神性，具有神性的人。
So these two elements are always in confrontation.
所以说就是这两种元素，他们总是在相互争斗着。
In previous ages, these two elements were separated in different universes.
那么在其就是在之前的这个年代呢，这两种元素它们是在不同的宇宙中存在的。
Then they found themselves in the same universe.
然后他们现在发现他们是在同一个宇宙共同居住了。
Then they found themselves on the same planet.
然后后来发现呢，他们是在同一个星球居住了。
Then they find themselves in the same family.
然后他们又发现他们是在同一个家庭里面存在了。
And now they find themselves within each and every individual.
那么现在呢，在每一个人的内心中都能够发现他们俩。
So within each of us, we have these divine and demoniac qualities.
所以说呢，在我们每个人的心中呢，都是存在着恶魔和神性的品质的。
And therefore, we always have this conflict trying to suppress or trying to overcome, the influence of the material energy.
也就为什么我们总是在挣扎着，能够让自己去压抑和超越物质能量对我们的影响。
Actually, if you make an experiment, you will find that it's very, very easy to be unhappy. It's difficult to be happy.
那么我们如果要是去做一个实验的话，我们就会发现让自己不开心是一件非常容易的事儿，让自己开心起来可挺难的。
Isn't it? You just let yourself go. Just let yourself down. Very easy. Just let go of everything. Within 5 minutes, you are unhappy.
比如说呢，你就让自己就是放任自己，然后让自己就这么待着，然后在五分钟的这个时间之内呢，你就会让自己觉得很不开心。
And Maya loves this.
而 Maya 呢，特别喜欢这一点。
But when you try to rise up to a divine consciousness, then you have to struggle. Why? Because we are not in the right element in this world to be in a divine consciousness.
可是呢，当我们要想让自己变成具有神觉的时候呢，我们就会变得非常的挣扎。为什么呢？是因为我们在这个物质世界并没有处于去让自己变得具有神觉的恰当的元素之中。
So when the demons and the demigods were churning the ocean, the first thing that came out was poison.
所以说呢，当半神人和恶魔他们在搅拌海洋的时候，首当其冲出来的就是毒药。
Just like when you are sick, the first symptoms of being cured is all the poison comes out, all the infection comes out.
比如说，当我们在生病的时候，在这个治愈的这个过程中，首先先出来的是所有的感染啊，还有就是所有的这些毒素先冒出来了。
So after the poison came out, then the nectar came out.
在毒液出来之后呢，出来的就是甘露。
It came out in the form of different, they're actually in the same pastime, many incarnations of Krishna came out.
事实上在这个同一个逍遥时光中呢，主 Krishna 的很多的化身都显现了。
For example, the horse incarnation named Ucheshrava.
比如说Ucheshrava, 也就是主的马的化身。
Also, a Surabhi cow came out.
还有呢 ,Surabhi 母牛也出现了。
And the elephant Airavata came out.
Airavata 大象也出来了。
All sorts of beautiful things appeared from that ocean.
所以呢各种各样的非常美丽的事物都从那海洋中冒出来。
And then,Dhanvantari came out.
然后呢 Dhanvantari 也出来了。
So when Dhanvantari came out of the churning of the ocean, he was carrying a pot of nectar.
那么当 Damantari 他从搅拌海洋的这个搅拌过程中出来的时候呢，他的手里面拿着一罐子的这个蜜露。
Now, this is the Supreme Lord himself carrying a pot of nectar, and that nectar is called Amrita.
那么这是手握着一罐蜜露的至尊主本人，那么这罐蜜露呢被称为叫 Amrita。
Amrita means immortality.
那么 Amrita 的意思呢是永生。
If you take that word Amrita and you break it down, you get the word Mrityu. Mrityu means death.
那么如果我们要是把 Amrita 这个词要给它分解一下呢，有一个词它分解出来一个词叫 Mrityu. Mrityu 的意思呢是死亡的意思。
So Amrita means no death.
Amrita 的意思是无死。
So when you are in the temple, like in Vrindavan or in Mayapur,And you go to the deities and you get Charanamrita.
比如说我们在去文达本和玛雅普的这个庙里面的时候，我们去搭讪完神像，我们就可以拿到 Charanamrita.
Right, Charanamrita, we just take 3 drops and we sip it.
那么这个 Charanamrita 呢，我们是取过3滴，然后把这3滴呢用嘴把它给吸掉。
We don't let the Charanamrita drop out of our hand or run down our sleeves. We have to be very careful how we sip it.
所以呢，就是当我们在吸掉这个 Charanamrita 的时候呢，我们要非常的小心，千万不能让它从我们的手里面漏出去，然后漏到我们的袖子里。
So Charan means lotus feet.
Charan 的意思呢是莲花足。
And Amrita means the nectar of immortality.
那么 Amrita 的意思呢就是关于生的甘露。
So Charanamrita is the different substances that we use for bathing the deities every day.
那 Charanamrita 呢它就意味着是我们每天用来沐浴神像的不同的物质。
And when you take a few drops from this Charanamrita, you don't take birth again.
如果你要是能够荣耀几滴这个 Charanamrita 的甘露的话，这就不会再有投生了。
So the substance that has bathed the deities, it's called Charanamrita.
所以说呢，用来给神像沐浴的这个物质呢，被称为叫 Charanamrita.
Also, the substance we use for bathing the lotus feet of the spiritual master.
那我们用来给灵性导师的莲花足沐浴的这些物质呢，也被称为叫 Charanamrita。
One day, Srila Prabhupada came to Paris.
那有一次呢，Srila Prabhupada他来到巴黎。
And the temple room is not a very big temple room, but it was packed with devotees.
那么当时呢，庙堂的面积并不是很大，但是这里面呢，挤满了奉献者们。
And Indrajumna Swami, who was a householder at that time, was leading a really, really wild kirtan.
那么当时呢，学了 Indrajumna Swami 呢，还是一位居士，他呢在这个庙堂里面给大家领唱一个非常的就是非常的大声的一个 kirtan.
And during the kirtan, devotees were bathing Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet.
那么在这个 kirtan 之间的时候呢，奉献者为 Srila Prabhupada 的莲花足沐浴。
And the kirtan went on, and there was so much going on in the temple room, and then the pot of the Amrita that bathed Prabhupada's lotus feet disappeared.
那就是这个 kirtan 呢一直在进行，在这个庙堂里面呢也一直有各种各样的事情在进行着，可是呢。给Srila Prabhupada 的沐浴他莲花足的这一盆 Charanamrita 呢就消失了，不见了。
And there was a lot of it. There must have been at least 5 liters.
那么当时呢，这个水还挺多的，大概有5升。
So after the kirtan, Indrajumna Swami went upstairs to look for Where did that Amrita went?
然后在这个 Kirtan 之后呢，说了 Indudumna March 呢，他就跑到了这个楼上，然后呢，还想找找这些 Charitamrita 都跑哪儿去了。
And he discovered two devotees had kidnapped the Amrita, and they were upstairs locked in a room drinking everything.
然后呢，他就发现了两位奉献者绑架了。绑架了所有的这些 Amrita， 然后把自己给锁在了这个楼上的一个房间里面，然后把所有的这些水都给喝掉了。
So after they finished drinking, they opened the door, and Indradyumna Swami was standing there, and they told him, "Sorry, there's nothing left."
所以当他们喝完了以后呢，他们把门打开，看见说了 Indradyumna Maharaj 呢就站在他们的面前，然后他们对 Maharaj 说，实在抱歉，没了。
So when Dhanvantari came out with the nectar of immortality, the demons, they became so excited.
所以说呢，当 Dhanvantari 他抱着这一罐 Amrita 出现的时候，所有的这些恶魔们都变得非常的兴奋。
They were thinking, if we can get just one drop of this, we will never die. We will be in control of the whole universe.
他们就在想，如果我要是能够得到这一滴 Amrita 的话，那我就永远都死不了了，那我就会控制整个宇宙。
But as soon as Dhanvantari came out with the pot of nectar, the demigod took it away from him and ran away.
但是呢，当 Dhanvantari 他一出现的时候，这些半神人们就一把抢过了他手中的这罐甘露，然后就跑掉了。
And the demons were really, they became very depressed. They became very frustrated. This is not fair.
然后呢，这些恶魔们他们就觉得非常的沮丧，而且觉得很难受。他们就觉得这一点都不公平。
So then Krishna found another way to distract them.
那然后呢 ，Krishna 他就用了另外一个方法来勾引他们。
And he appeared again as another incarnation called Mohini Murti.
然后呢，他就展现了另外一个主 Krishna 的化身，被称为叫 Mohini Murti.
Murti means form.
Murti 的意思是形象的意思。
And Mohini means bewilderment.
那 Mohini 的意思呢是困惑。
So this is Krishna as an incarnation.Who Prabhupada describes as the most beautiful woman in the whole universe.
那么这是主 Krishna 的一个化身，舍尔帕帕把它给描述为是在全宇宙中最美丽的女子的形象。
You know, sometimes they have this contest about Miss China, Miss India, Miss America.
那我们有的时候呢会有这个国际小姐的这个大赛，比如说。中国小姐啊，印度小姐啊，或者美国小姐啊。
Sometimes they have Miss World.
有的时候呢，还有世界小姐。
To the eyes of the people and the judges, they're supposed to be the most beautiful.
那所以说呢，在人类的这个眼睛的这个判断来说呢，她们应该是最美丽的女孩。
And even sometimes they dare to even declare.Now we have selected Miss Universe.
但有的时候呢，他们甚至于，但有时候他们甚至于胆敢去宣布，我们现在已经选出了宇宙小姐。
But imagine if Mohini Murti came on stage, everybody would fall unconscious.
但如果我们要是想象一下，如果是 Mohini Murti， 他如果是站在这个舞台上的话，那也许所有的人都会。失去知觉了。
So when the demons they saw Mohini Murti, for a moment they forgot about the Amrita because now there's something far more attractive.
所以说呢，当恶魔们他们看到 Mohini Murti 的时候呢，他们有那么一刻，他们就把这个秘录这事儿给忘了，因为现在呢，在他们眼前有更让他们被吸引的事物。
So as the story goes, Mohini is holding the pot of nectar, and she is going to give a few drops to the demigods, and then one demon will try to catch some drops also.
所以呢，随着这个故事往前讲呢，这个Mohini Murti 呢，他就 握着这个罐子，然后呢他想做的事情就是要给这个半神人们几滴蜜露，那么与此同时呢恶魔们他们也想要一些蜜露。
And as soon as one demon will catch one drop before it passes through the throat, he will get his head cut off.
那么但是呢就是当这个恶魔他得到这一滴蜜露他还没有把它咽进去之前呢他这个头就会被剁掉。
And that head becomes the planet Rahu, which stands between the moon and the sun.
那么然后就是这个被切下来的这个头呢就变成了 Rahu 星球，这个 Rahu 星球呢是处于月亮和太阳之间的这个星球。
So this is the pastime of Dhanvantari.
所以呢这是 Dhanvantari 的故事。
But then we have to turn to Prabhupada's purport today.
但是呢我们现在呢要看一看说说爸爸的要旨。
Where Prabhupada explains that actually the verse itself is explaining that the Lord in his incarnation of Dhanvantari very quickly cures the diseases of the ever diseased living entities.
那么说说爸爸在要旨里面，那么在这个诗节里面呢也是讲述了，就是Dhanvantari 他很快就能够治愈会生病的这些生物体们。
So the word disease is mentioned twice in the same sentence.
那么所以呢在这一个句子里面疾病这个词儿出现了两次。
And Prabhupada explained in the purport that the very fact that we live in the material world, that's a disease.
那么说说爸爸在要旨里面就讲到了我们生活在这个物质世界的事实本身它就是一个疾病。
And then as a disease living entity, we also get disease.
那么作为一个身患疾病的生物体我们还是会得病。
So we get double sickness.
也就是说呢我们是双重病患。
So there are two prescriptions for both sickness.
所以说呢对于这两个病呢有两个配方。
So one sickness is actually ignorance.
那么其中就是 OK 就是对于这两个病呢它有两个这个就是被判别的这个病啊。其中的一个呢是来自于愚昧。
The disease of this material world is that we are completely in ignorance of our eternal identity and eternal relationship with Krishna.
那所以说呢在这个世界的这个病呢也就是说我们不知道我们的身份到底是什么以及我们不知道我们和 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系是什么。
And the other disease is that because we have a temporary material body and we are constantly exposed to the modes of material nature, then the body will also get sick.
还有另外一个呢就是由于我们有这个短暂临时的物质躯体，而且这个物质躯体呢，它总是暴露在物质能量之下，所以呢，这个物质躯体就会生病。
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains to Arjuna there are three different types of influence of material nature.
那在《薄伽梵歌》里面，主 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说呢，有三种。来自于物质能量的影响。
Adibhautik, Adidevik, Adiatmik.
Adibhautik, Adivedic 和 Adivedic.
not Adipicnic, okay? The original picnic takes place with Krishna and Balaram and the coward boys in Vrindavan.
Sorry.
That's the Adi picnic. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Sorry.
Adibhautik are the disease that we get from the material body itself.
那么这个 Adibhautik 呢是来自于我们的这个本身所具有的这个物质躯体的。
Adidevic is the disease we get, the trouble we get from the material elements.
Adidevic 是来自于我们从这个就这个物质元素中 Sorry, could you say it again?
From the material elements.
OK, 那么这个呢是来自于这个物质元素所给我们造成的痛苦。
And adiatmic is the disease from the mind.
那么 adiatmic 这就是来自于我们心意的痛苦。
So, we get diseased just by being in the material world.
那所以说呢，我们就是因为处在这个物质世界里面，所以我们就会生病。
And we get diseased because we are covered by ignorance.
那我们之所以会生病呢，是由于我们被愚昧所遮盖。
So, in the first sentence of the verse, it says,Dhanvantari very quickly cures the diseases of the ever-diseased living entities simply by his fame personified.
所以说呢，在这个世界的第一句里面就讲到了至尊主化身为 Dhanvantari， 仅仅以他个人的声望就很快治愈了永远处在疾病状态中的生物体的疾病。
So now there are two important things to understand here.
那么在这里面呢，有两件非常重要的需要去理解的事。
Shukadev Goswami is referring to by knowing Krishna, by knowing about his fame, by knowing about his quality, by knowing about his pastime, we can get cured from ignorance.
那 Sukadev Goswami 就讲到了，就是通过了解 Krishna， 通过了解他的声名，通过了解他的逍遥时光，通过了解他的品质，我们就能够从我们的这个物质疾病中得到治愈。
It doesn't matter whether the body is sick or not. That's a different issue.
那么这个其实不在于我们的这个身体本身是生病了还是没有生病，这是另外一回事。
Just by hearing about Krishna, we get cured from ignorance.
那我们只是通过了解听到 Krishna 的话题，我们就能够治愈我们的愚昧的疾病。
This is Krishna's mercy on all the conditioned souls.
那么这个呢是 Krishna 对所有的受条件限制的灵魂的仁慈。
His name, his qualities, his pastimes,are none different from himself.
那所以说呢，他的名字、他的品质以及他的逍遥时光呢，和主 Krishna 本人是没有任何区别的。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also stated, Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shaktis Tathar Pitya Niyamitas Maranena Kala Itad Drishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Dur Devam Idrisham Yajani Nanuraga.My dear Lord, you have hundreds and thousands of names like Krishna and Govinda.
那主持人马哈伯伯他也讲了，我亲爱的主啊，你有成千上万个像Krishna 和 Govinda 这样的名字。
And you have invested all your potencies in these holy names.
那么你把你所有的能量全部都注入到了这圣名之中。
And there are no hard and fast rules for chanting these names.
而且去唱诵这些名字并没有硬性的规则。
But unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for them.
但是我是如此的不幸，我对这些名字并没有被吸引。
So this is the symptom of a disease that we have no attraction for Krishna's form, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes.
所以这就是我们的这个疾病的症状，也就是说呢，我们对于Krishna 的名字，对 Krishna 的声名，他的品质，他的逍遥时光，没有不被吸引。
So Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita, he talks about that disease.
所以，圣 Rupa Goswami 在他的教会的甘露里面呢，就讲述了这个疾病。
A specific disease called jaundice.
那么有一个疾病呢，它被称为叫黄疸病。
So when you have jaundice, first of all, you don't have much appetite at all.
那么在得了黄疸病之后呢，在最开始的时候是完全没有胃口。
And there is one thing that you can't handle when you have jaundice is sweets. Anything with sugar.
那所以说呢，当得了黄疸病以后呢，有一个东西它是完全不能接受的，这个东西就是甜的东西，任何东西有甜有糖的这个食物都是不能接受的。
Sugar tastes very, very bitter when you have jaundice.
所以当得黄疸病的时候要吃糖，这个甜的味道就变成了特别苦的味道。
But sugar is the medicine for curing jaundice.
但是呢，糖又恰巧是能够治愈黄疸病的那剂药。
So as you keep taking the sugar, you will realize that it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And when you only taste the sweetness, you know you are cured.
所以说呢，你要是一直不断的在吃糖的话，你就会意识到这个味道会变得越来越甜，越来越甜，越来越甜。那么当你仅仅能够吃，就是尝到这个糖本身的甜的味道的时候，你也就知道你的这个黄疸病治好了。
So similarly, when we hear about Krishna, when we chant Krishna's name, then it may be bitter at the beginning. We don't have the taste, we don't have the time, we don't have any attraction. But if we keep going, it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
所以说呢，当我们在刚刚开始唱诵 Krishna 的圣名的时候，由于我们没有这个品味，我们也没有这个时间，我们也没有这个兴趣，所以呢，我们就不想唱。但是呢，随着我们不断的去念诵的这个过程中呢，我们就会发现我们越来越有品味，觉得越来越甜美。
So every day we have to chant Hare Krishna.
所以呢，我们应该每天都应该念诵 Hare Krishna.
Every day we have to hear about Krishna.
每天呢，我们都应该聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
Every day we have to think about Krishna.
每天我们都应该想着 Krishna.
That is the medicine.
而这就是药。
So, in the verse, we have this word, it's mentioned at the end of the purport, Bavoshadi.
所以呢，在这个所以在这个诗节里面呢，有一个词儿，在这个药旨的最后一部分也提到了，叫 Bavoshadi.
So Bavoshadi is pretty much translated as medicine.
所以 Bavoshadi 在这里面被翻译成是药。
And the same word Bavoshadi is found in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么圣典薄伽瓦坛的第十篇里面呢，也能够找到这同一个词儿 Bavoshadi 这个词。
At the very beginning of the first chapter of the 10th canto.
所以呢，在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的第十篇的第一章里面，最开始的时候。
Where Maharaj Parikshit, you have to understand, Maharaj Parikshit has been hearing from Shukadev Goswami from the first canto to the 9th canto. And his appetite for hearing about Krishna just keeps increasing all the time.
我们要必须要理解啊，就是这个帕克希特王他聆听苏克德沃格斯瓦米讲述圣典薄伽瓦坛，已经从第一篇讲到了第九篇，所以说呢，他要聆听 Krishna 的这个话题的这个胃口呢就越来越大了。
All throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, from Canto 1 to Canto 9, you keep hearing about those pastimes of Krishna in different incarnations.And you keep hearing about the pure devotee being challenged and being tested.
那所以呢，在圣典薄伽瓦坛第一篇第九章里面呢，我们所听到的是 Krishna 展现为各种各样不同的化身的逍遥时光，以及所有的这些纯粹的奉献者们在不断的接受各种各样的考验。
And then in the ninth canto, you have a long list of different family branches and family members, and this dynasty and that dynasty.
然后在圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇里面呢，我们有一个非常长的一个单子，就是这个各种各样的这个家庭，以及家庭的成员，以及各种各样的王朝。
And Shukadev Goswami explained, and this is where Krishna and Balaram came from that family.
然后呢，苏克德沃 Goswami 就解释了，那么这个家谱就是由 Sri Krishna 和 Balaram 他们所出生的那个家庭。
And this is what Maharaj Parikshit and the sages have been waiting all along. Finally, we're going to hear about Krishna's transcendental pastimes.
那所以这也是帕尔格西特王以及所有的这些圣人们他们一直在等待的这个时刻，因为他们一直都希望能够听到 Sri Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So Maharaj Parikshit says, Nivritta tasya rupagiya manam bhavo sada bhavo. He uses the word.Bhavo sadachachotra manobiramat ka uttama shloka gunanu vadat puman virajeta vina pashuknat. The glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system.
所以说呢，这个舒克这个帕克西特王他在这个世界里面他就提到了 bhavo sadi 这个词，就是说呢。
Yes.
这个主 Krishna 他的这个荣耀，他逍遥时光的这个荣耀呢，是通过我们的 Parampara 的这个体系来进行传扬的。
So Maharaj Parikshit is given because you see when you are sick, you go to a doctor who is an official doctor and he will give you a prescription where you can get the medicine which is approved by the pharmacy, which is approved by the medical corporation.You can't just take any medicine.
那比如说我们要这个生病了，我们生病了以后呢，我们就会去找一个正儿八经的一个大夫，然后呢，他会给我们开这个就是这个药单，然后呢，开了这个药单以后呢，我们才能够到这个药剂师那里，或者是到药房里面去抓这个药，而不是这个药不是随便就拿来的。
I know some devotees who have gone to the wrong doctor because they wanted a shortcut to cure their disease, and they died from it because they had the wrong person prescribing the wrong medicine.
那我就认识一些奉献者，那他呢就想为自己的这个疾病呢找一些捷径，所以说呢就找了这个错误的这个大夫。那么这个错误的大夫呢就没有办法给他开这个正确的药方，所以最后呢就由于吃了这个错误的这个药所以就死了。
So this is a very very important point because they are out there, there are so many spiritual seekers, but they always go to the wrong doctors.
所以呢这个对于我们来说呢是非常重要的，也是要小心的，因为我们有很多的灵性的探寻者，但是他们都去找的是错误的大夫。
They think they're getting the real thing, but actually they're getting nothing.
他们觉得自己是得到了真谛，但其实是什么也没有得到。
And what is the result? They have to take birth again and again.
那么这个结果是什么呢？结果就是他们必须还要生生世世的投生。
So the first thing that Maharaj Parikshit mentioned.Is if you're going to hear about Krishna because this is the medicine, then you must hear that knowledge when it is passed down in the disciplic succession.
所以说呢，这个帕尔格西特王他说的就是，如果你要是想要听这个关于这个就是这个正宗的这个信息的话，那么你就必须要通过 Parampara 的这个使徒传系的体系去聆听。
If it's not coming from the Guru Parampara, don't take it. It's not the right medicine.
那所以说，如果它要是不是来自于 Guru Parampara 的使徒传系的话，那就不要去接受它，因为它并不是治愈我们疾病的良药。
So that's the fundamental principle. Knowledge about Krishna must come through the disciplic succession.
所以说呢，这是我们非常的基础要了解的这个事物，也就是说呢，这个关于 Krishna 的知识是需要。从 Guru Parampara 的这个使徒传系中得到的。
Now, Maharaj Parikshit is going to give the second requirement.
然后呢，这个 Parikshita 王呢，他会给予第二个请求。
He says, hearing about Krishna must be appreciated by people who are no longer interested in the material world.
那么他说呢，必须要从那些对于这个物质世界已经再没有任何兴趣的人那里去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
If you are still interested to enjoy this material world, the medicine will not work.
而且呢，就是如果要是对这个物质世界依然还是有很多的这种愿望和这个想法的话呢，那么这个药也没有用。
Just like Rupa Goswami says, he wrote this beautiful poetry where he writes, if you have any material desires left in your heart, do not go on the bank of the Jamuna.
那么就像这个 Rupa Goswami 他就讲到了，他在这首非常优美的诗节里面就说到，他说如果要是在内心中还有任何的物质欲望的话，就不要去亚穆纳河的岸边。
Because what happens if you go to the bank of the Yamuna?
因为如果你要是去到亚穆纳河的岸边，会发生什么呢？
Then I tell you what will happen.
啊，
Rupa Goswami says, if you go to the bank of the Yamuna, you will see this beautiful.Bluish boy playing the flute, and your material desires will be completely finished. So, if you really want to hold on to your material desires, don't go to the bank of the Yamuna.
所以 Rupa Goswami 说，当你来到亚穆纳河的岸边的时候，你就会看到这个身上泛着蓝色光晕的这个小男孩吹着美妙的这个笛子。那么当这个时候呢，你内心中的所有的这些。这个物质的愿望呢都会消失殆尽了。所以说如果你要是还想抓着自己内心的物质愿望如果不放的话就不要去亚穆纳河的岸边。
Okay, so this is a warning for all the devotees who are going to Vrindavan for Kartik.
那所以说呢这个是对于在卡提卡月要去文达文的奉献者们的一个忠告一个警告。
I'm just telling you, I'm being very honest with you, if you go to Vrindavan for Kartik,all your material desires will be taken away.
那我呢是在告诉你，而且呢我也很坦诚的告诉你，如果你要是在卡提卡月去稳达稳的话，你所有的那些物质的愿望都会被清除掉。
Okay, you have been warned.
所以说你们现在已经被警告了啊。
The next statement that Maharaj Pariksit says is the description of the pastimes of Krishna.Are the right medicine, bhavo sadat shrato biramat. They are the right medicine for the conditioned souls who are taking birth and death in this material world.
然后呢，这个帕克西特王他做出的第三个陈述就是，这个关于 Krishna 的这个话题的这个描述是在这个物质世界受生生世世之苦的人的良药。
So three things, one.Knowledge of Krishna must come in a disciplic succession. Second, only if you are finished with material world, you will appreciate the pastime of the Lord. Third, these descriptions are the medicine.
所以呢，在这个帕克西特王的陈述里面呢，一共有三件事。第一件事呢，就是如果要是听关于 Krishna 的话题的话呢，就必须要从我们的 Guru Parampara 的这个体系中去聆听。那么第二件事情呢就是只有当你已经没有任何的愿望想要去有任何的这个物质愿望的时候这个良药才能够奏效。那么第三个呢就是
The third one is that it is the right medicine.
Okay, 然后第三个呢就是去聆听是正恰当的药。
Okay, there's another place where this word is being used, bhavoshadi, the medicine. It's in the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的祈祷里面他也用了 bhavoshadi 这个词作为良药的这个词。
In that beautiful song that we all know, Jiv Jago, Jiv Jago.
在他的我们大家都知道的这首非常美妙的歌曲 Jiv Jago 里面提到的这个词。
Right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chanda Bole, Kotanidra Jao Maya, Pisachira Kole. He says, wake up, sleeping soul, wake up, sleeping soul. You have slept so long on the lap of the witch Maya.
他说呢沉睡的灵魂醒来吧，沉睡的灵魂醒来吧，你已经在 Maya 的大腿上睡的时间太久了。
So, the song continues, and then at some point, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Enichi Oshadi Maya Nashi Boro Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. I have brought the medicine to eradicate the disease of illusion.
然后，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他这个歌呢就继续唱，他说呢，我呢带来了这个良药。
Now take this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
那现在呢，拿走这 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 吧。
Bhakti Vinoda Prabhu Charane Pariya Sri Hari Nama Mantra Loilo Magiya. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur falls at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and is begging for the holy name.
所以说了，Bhaktivinoda Thakur呢，他拜倒在主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的莲花足下，祈求着能够得到圣名。So
now we understand, we have the disease of ignorance, the disease of the false ego.
那所以说，我们知道我们的这个疾病呢，来自于我们的愚昧，以及来自于我们的假我。And
the medicine is regular Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam.
而我们的这个治病的这个良药呢，就是Shravana, Kirtana和Vishnu Smaranam.
Hearing, chanting, and remembering. That's the medicine.
所以呢，这个药呢，就是聆听、唱诵和记忆.
Okay, so this is the medicine to take the conditioned soul out of ignorance.
所以呢，这个是把我们的受条件限制的灵魂给脱出愚昧的方法。
But Krishna is even more merciful.
但是Krishna呢，他要更加的仁慈。
Because this Amrita that Dhanvantari is carrying, this becomes the origin of what is known as Ayurveda.
那么所以说呢，因为 Dhanvantari 他所拿的这一罐 Amrita 这个秘录呢，它被最开始被认为叫Amrita，sorry，is known as what?
Danakeli, Ayurveda.
Ayurveda, or Ayurveda.
Yes.
被最开始，它就是这个被称为是这个 Ayurveda 的原初。
Okay, so Ayurveda, it's a branch of the Vedas. It's part of the knowledge that Brahma gave.
那么Ayurveda呢，它是这个伟达的其中的一个分支。
Many, many people now, many Chinese are going to South India for Ayurvedic treatment.
那么现在呢，有很多很多的中国人都会到南印度去进行Ayurveda的治疗。
So Ayurveda means the knowledge of life, how to have a healthy, long life.
那么阿育伟达的意思呢，就是关于这个生命的知识，如何能够让自己过一个健康的长寿的生命。And
when you have a treatment, it's not like, okay, now I am sick, I take medicine, and after I get cured, I get back to being neglectful. It doesn't work that way.
它并不是说是我现在生病了，所以说呢，我就好好的治我这个病，然后等我治好了以后呢，我就不管它了，并不是这样的。So
Ayurveda means it's a lifestyle, not just the medicine.
所以阿育伟达呢，它是一种生活的方式，并不仅仅是医药。And
when we take proper medicine, medicine doesn't mean something to cure, it's also something to prevent the disease.
所以呢，当我们在吃药的时候呢，这个药它不仅仅是给我们做治疗用，它也是要防御疾病。You
have certain food and certain things that you take so you don't get sick, and then there are certain food and certain things that you take when you are sick.
比如说呢，有一些这个食物或者有一些事情，你要是吃了，要是做了的话呢，你就不会生病；但是有些食物或者有些事儿，你要是吃了或者做了的话，你就会生病。
Because don't forget, this is the material world. We have a material body. Even the most healthy people can get the nastiest disease.
那是因为我们要知道，我们有我们的物质躯体，我们是生活在物质世界里面，就即便是最健康的人，他也会生很讨厌的病。
Sometimes you hear people, oh, we just found out he's got cancer. How is it possible? Such a healthy person, all his life so healthy. Why cancer now?
因为有的时候我们就会突然听说一个人他罹患了癌症，我们就会想，哎，他怎么会得病呢？他一直都过着那么健康的生活，他的身体那么健康，他怎么可能现在得癌了呢？
And this is, you know, the diseases are increasing by the millions every day in this world because people are so vulnerable physically, emotionally. At every level, people are so weak, so they get sick very easily.
所以每天我们这个罹患疾病的，就是罹患癌症的这个人数呢，都在成百万的增加。原因呢，就是人类现在无论是从身体上，还是从心理上，从情绪上，都处于非常脆弱的这种状态，所以呢，是非常容易得病的。
Therefore, Prabhupada said, number one, health.
所以说，舍尔帕帕他会说，就是首当其冲重要的事情就是健康。
If you're not healthy, you can't serve.
如果你要是不健康的话，没法服务。
So number one is health. Number two is chanting.
所以呢，第一重要的是健康，第二重要是念诵。
Number three is service.
第三呢是服务。
Number four is shastra.
Shastra 第四呢是经典。
In that order: health, chanting, service, shastra.
所以说呢，它的这个排序是这样的，先是健康，然后呢是念诵，然后是服务，然后是经典。
So, sometimes we see devotees, their health is declining, they become hopeless, they can't do anything about it, so what do they do? They take shelter in hearing about Krishna all the time. If one medicine fails, another medicine is bound to work.
Is bound to work. 那所以有的时候呢，我们会看到一些这个奉献者，他们的这个身体的状况每况愈下，而且呢，已经好像这个怎么弄都治不好这个病。那当他处在这样一种状态的时候，他怎么办呢？他就完全让自己脱壁，再去聆听关于 Krishna 的这个话题之中。那如果要是一种方法要是不能够管用的话，那么另外其他的方法是应该可以奏效的。
Sometimes devotees, they fight and fight and fight and fight to get cured, and at some point, they give up. So what do you do then? Take complete shelter in hearing about Krishna. That is the next best medicine.
那有的时候这个奉献者他们为了要去治愈自己的疾病呢，就在进行着各种各样的挣扎，他们就试各种各样的方法，可是每一种方法呢都不管用，那么他处在这样的状态的时候呢，他会怎么办呢？他就让自己完全脱壁，在聆听关于 Krishna 的话题之中。那么这个呢，就是最好的在那个状态下的方法了。
I can give very honestly here in this class of two cases that I know of, that we all know of. One is Sankirtan Prabhu, and the other is Gunugrahi Maharaj in Vrindavan.
那比如说呢，我可以很坦诚的给大家就这个话题呢举两位奉献者的这个例子，实际上我们大家都知道他们。那么其中的一位呢是 Sankirtan Prabhu， 另外一位呢是在 Vrindavan 的Gunagiri Maharaj。
Yes, you know him, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Sankirtan Prabhu, when he was diagnosed with cancer in his throat, he wanted to fight. We all told him, now it's the time. Stay in Vrindavan, do some Ayurvedic treatment, and at the same time,take advantage of the holy dham and prepare yourself. But he wanted to fight and fight and fight. He came to Beijing. He got the most horrible treatment and ultimately passed away outside of the holy dham.
那么Sankirtan Prabhu 当他被诊断出患有喉癌的时候呢，那么我们大家给他的这个建议就是，你现在应该做的事情呢是到圣地，然后呢接受一些阿育伟达的治疗，然后与此同时呢，让自己完全脱壁在这个圣地的庇护之下。但是呢，他希望做的一件事情呢，就是进行一些治疗的这个就是在跟这个疾病在做一些斗争。然后呢，他来到了北京，接受了一些非常可怕的，就是非常难受的这种治疗的方法。 但是最终呢，他还是不幸的在圣地之外的地方去世了。
And then Gunagrahi Maharaj, he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. He consulted with his god brother. I remember I was in the car with Indrajumna Swami in Beijing. We were talking to him on the phone. And all his senior god brothers said, just go to the Holy Dham.
那么另外一位奉献者呢是 Gunagrahi Maharaj。那么当时呢他被诊断出得了这个晚期的癌症。那他呢在向他的这些这个神兄弟们在进行咨询。我还记得当时呢是为了 Indrajumna Maharaj 在北京，我们坐在车里面，当时呢 Indrajumna Maharaj 在和 Maharaj 在电话上在交谈。那么他所有的这些这个神兄弟们呢都建议他要让自己托庇在圣地之中。
And Gunagrahi Maharaj went to Vrindavan, he settled there, and then he began doing kirtan every day. The house was packed with devotees chanting and dancing, and everybody thinking, he's never going to die. But actually, he was preparing himself, and he has the most glorious passing away to the spiritual world.
然后呢 Gunagrahi Maharaj 呢他就来到了圣地，他完全让自己在这个圣地安顿下来，然后天天呢进行 kirtan， 然后有很多的奉献者都会和他一起 kirtan， 大家一起歌唱，一起跳舞。所以当时他处在一个就是非常的这个光彩的一种状态下，使得很多的奉献者都觉得他不会去世。那么最终呢他实际上是让自己做好了一个准备，然后让自己在一种非常的荣光的灵性的氛围之中离世的。
Now we hear practically every day or every other day we hear of one Prabhupada disciple who is passing away, and you can see they are fully absorbed, they've given up the fight, they are fully absorbed in remembering Prabhupada and remembering Krishna.
那我们现在基本上每天或者是每隔几天就会听到一个消息，这个消息是关于舍勒帕帕的门徒离世的消息。那么这些人呢他们都是完全的这个放弃了和疾病的这种抗争，然后呢让自己完全的沉醉在这个舍勒帕帕的这个逍遥之中和 Krishna 的这个逍遥之中。
So there is only so much we can doDo about the body and the mind and the senses. It's always in a diseased condition.
所以说呢，我们对于我们的身体，对于我们的心意和对于我们的这个mind, to our mind and body and senses, 就对于我们的这个感官，对于我们的心意和对于我们的身体，我们能做的是非常的有限的。那其实我们始终都是处在一种疾病的状态。
It's not possible to predict if we will remain healthy. We can take the right treatment and have the good lifestyle and good diet. And Prabhupada says, you know, this kind of lifestyle can keep you healthy for a long time, but you cannot predict anything can happen.
其实我们是没有办法预测将会发生什么事情的。那我们可以做的事情呢，就是让自己过着这种健康的生活，然后呢让自己处在一种比较健康的良好的一种状态。但是舍勒帕帕说呢，就是这样的这种健康的这种生活状态呢，它可以让我们保持比较长的健康的生活，但是呢我没有办法去预测将来会发生什么。
So we can be healthy, but we should always keep the other cure, which isThe hearing and chanting of the glories of Krishna. This medicine should never stop.
那所以说呢，我们一方面呢让自己的这个身体保持健康，但是另外一方面呢，我们要做的事情呢，就是永远都要进行聆听和唱诵这件事情，要吃这一剂药，因为这一药呢是不能停的。
Okay, so I'll stop here.
那我今天讲课呢，就先停到这儿。
Let me know if there are. Yes.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家。 那么现在呢，这个帕布的今天这一讲课呢，就先到这儿。如果大家有问题的话呢，可以提。Prabhu, so in what kind of a stage or in what kind of a situation we can make the decision that, okay, now we have enough of fighting with disease and we just take the shelter from the holy dam or holy name of Krishna. 我问大家，我想请教大Prabhu 一个问题，就是那我们在什么样一种状况下我们就知道我们不用再跟这个疾病再斗争了，我们只要完全脱离于 Krishna 就好了呢，就不用再去治病了呢。Yes,
it's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question because you have to be very careful that we don't escape the situation and not take advantage to offer more service.
嗯，那这个问题还挺好，因为呢，就是我们要非常的这个小心，就是不要让自己错过一个这个治疗的这个时间，还有呢，就是要利用这个服务更好的去服务的这个机会。
I can name two examples.
就是我可以给大家两个例子。
One is the example of Mother Gauri.Who is a Prabhupada disciple who was a top book distributor in America?
嗯，那么其中的一个例子呢是 Gauri 妈妈的故事，她是 Srila Prabhupada 的门徒，她是美国的一个非常棒的一位派书者。
And she was distributing books until she could hardly walk anymore.
嗯，那她一直到都走不动了之前都一直在派书。
And she was diagnosed with cancer.
那么当时呢，他被诊断出得了癌症。
And so she decided to go to Vrindavan.
所以他就决定去 Vrindavan 了。
And in Vrindavan, she started getting better.
但是当到 Vrindavan 以后呢，他就开始慢慢变得好了起来。
So she decided to go back and distribute books again.
所以呢，他就决定再回去，再开始派书。
Because she knew this is what pleases Prabhupada the most.
因为他知道派书呢是最让Srila Prabhupada开心的事儿了。
And then she got very seriously sick, but then she went back to Vrindavan and then she prepared herself.
那然后呢，他就后来这个身体状况越来越糟，变得非常的病得很严重了，所以就又回到了Vrindavan，然后让自己做好准备。
And she prepared herself by being completely absorbed in the deities and the holy name.
那么当时呢，他做准备的这种方式就让自己完全沉醉在圣地的神像和圣灵之中。
And it's interesting because when the doctor came, just before she passed away, the doctor came and did a diagnosis and he told the devotees, the disease is gone.
但是非常有意思的一件事情就是在Gauri 妈妈要去世之前这个大夫来看他，然后大夫呢又给他做了一个诊断。大夫对所有这些奉献者说嘛，就是他这些病其实已经不在了。
So you may understand that the cancer is gone, but he was not talking about the cancer. He said the disease is gone, meaning now she is ready to go back to Krishna.
嗯，但是我们大家可能听他这么一说呢，觉得说的是他这个癌症已经治好了，但其实他不是这意思。他的意思是说他现在已经完全做好了要回到 Krishna 身边的准备。
Another example is my god sister Mother Kittida.
嗯，还有另外一位例子呢，就是我自己的神姐妹 Kittida 妈妈。
Yes, so she was also diagnosed with cancer and she was working as a full-time, top nurse in a hospital in America.
那么 Kittida 妈妈呢，她也被诊断为患有癌症。那当时呢，她是这个美国的一家医院里面的，就是很出类拔萃的一位护士。
So she decided, that's it, I'm going to Vrindavan. So she went to Vrindavan.
所以他就决定了，好吧，那就这么着吧，我现在要去Vrindavan了，所以他就要去Vrindavan。
And she was going on parikram every day, she was reading, she was chanting, and then she started getting better.
然后呢他就每天在Vrindavan绕拜，然后每天都读书，每天都唱都念诵，但是他的一个状况呢慢慢就好了。
So she went back to America,And she was serving her spiritual master 24 hours a day when he was sick.
所以呢他就回到了美国，后来他的灵性导师 Guru Maharaj 生病的时候呢，他一天24小时都在照顾他的灵性导师。
And then after he was cured, then she began to decline, and she left her body in America, in the presence of her spiritual master.
然后等他的 Guru Maharaj 这个身体逐渐康复了以后呢，他自个儿的这个身就是这个Kirti Mama 的这个身体呢就变得非常的糟糕了。他最后呢是在 Guru Maharaj 的面前在美国离世的。
And then we have a third example.
那么还有第三个例子。
Which is Brajadevi.
那么第三个例子呢是 Brajadevi.
Brajalila.
对，这第三个例子呢是 Brajalila,
who at the age of 18 was diagnosed with leukemia.
那么这个 Brajalila 呢，他是当时是18岁的年纪，他被诊断为患有白血病。
So she decided to move to Vrindavan, and she was completely absorbed in Harikatha and Parikram, and she left her body in the Holy Dham.In front of her spiritual master and all the devotees.
那所以呢，他就决定去这个圣地，然后呢，在这个圣地呢，每天都进行这个绕拜呀，还有就是聆听圣名啊，然后在自己沉醉在这个哈利卡塔的这个氛围之中。那最后呢，他是在他的灵性导师和所有的奉献者面前离世的。
And then we have the best example.
然后我们还有最好的例子。
Of Jayananda Prabhu.
我们最好的例子是 Jayananda Prabhu.
So Jayananda Prabhu also had leukemia.
那么 Jayananda Prabhu 呢，他也得了白血病。
But he would not tell anybody.
但是当时呢，他就没有告诉任何一个人这个信息。
And he was just suffering in silence, but he would not stop his service to Prabhupada.
所以当时呢，他是自己静静的去忍受他所遇到的这些痛苦，然后呢，他没有停止对释迦牟尼佛的服务。
And he was in charge of organizing and building the Ratha Yatra cart for the biggest Ratha Yatra in New York City.
那么当时呢，他负责是在这个纽约城去筹办最大的弹车节。而且呢，他也要去帮大家来建起这个弹车。
And there were thousands of devotees, and Prabhupada was there, and Jayananda was there in the front of the Ratha Yatra cart. He was so happy to please his Guru Maharaj, and nobody knew that he was dying.
那么当时呢，有成千上万位的这个奉献者都参加了这个弹车节。Jayananda 在那儿，释迦牟尼佛也在那儿。大家都站在这个弹车的面前。那么当时呢，加丹丹的呢非常的开心，因为因为这样取悦了他的灵性导师，很开心。但是所有的人都不知道他马上就要离世了。
But he's a very exalted Vaishnava.
但是呢，他是一位非常崇高的 Vaishnava。
Otherwise, in the other cases that I have mentioned, the three other cases, it was all in consultation with senior devotees and the spiritual master.
但是其他的那三个例子呢，他们其实全部都是咨询了他们的这个灵性导师以及年长的奉献者的。
So we have to consult based on the physical condition, the mental condition, the spiritual condition, and then we make a move.
所以说呢，我们的这个无论是我们的这个身体的状况，还有我们心意上的状况，以及我们的灵性上的这些状况，我们都要进行咨询，因为在这样的一种情况下，我们才能够继续的前行。
Okay, anything else?
Yes, yes. Question. Thank you, Prabhu. Now the question is from Sumukhi Rana Mataji, 感恩跑步的精彩讲课。我在
okay, okay,
在您 ，Yeah， 哎呀，等会儿啊，哎，妈妈，三妈就这个，我看一眼啊，稍等稍等，我的这个跑掉了。在您稍等一下啊。
Yes。
在您这节课的时候，我刚好在遭遇身体上的病痛，不断反复的发作。通过您的讲解，我知道该怎么做了。感恩您。Okay. Well, firstly, is this the comments from Sumukhi Radha Manaji? She is saying that thank you very much for your beautiful lecture.Because while hearing this lecture, I'm just about to suffering the disease of my physical body. And actually, the disease's the symptoms onset all constantly. However, from hearing the explanation from you, I know what to do. Thank you very much. Then
Welcome.
She continued.She continues that, 您的意思是无论躯体的疾病是如何折磨我们，如果我们沉浸在对 Krishna 的服务之中，我们是可以超越躯体的病痛，对吗？因为服务的超人喜悦已经让病魔无法影响我们的心智。 So what do you mean is that, doesn't matter how we are suffered from our physical disease, as long as we are immersed in the service to the Lord,we just can go beyond the sufferings of the physical body. Is that right? Because the blissful mood and also the happiness from the service to make us won't be impacted by any disease or by any miseries from the disease.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's a very good point on many levels.
那么首先呢，您就是从各种就从不同的层面提出了一个非常好的要点。
You see, when I do presentations to the public, I always mention to people that if you have a positive disposition, if you're a positive person, if you are a happy person, it makes your immune system very strong. If you're unhappy, if you are depressed, if you are down.Then your immune system is weak and it attracts diseases. That's a natural law of physics.
那我在给这个公众在上课的时候呢，我总是反复跟大家强调，就是如果我们要是有一个非常的积极的正向的一种姿态的话，那么它就会让我们的这个免疫系统变得非常的强大。那么这样的话呢，就不容易会染上疾病。但是如果我们要是总是非常的沮丧，然后让自己被这个负面情绪所困扰的话，那么它就会让我们更容易的得病，因为我们的这个免疫系统就会变糟。那么这个其实是一个非常自然的一个定律。
So we have to learn this discipline of never let yourself down, never.
那么所以说呢，我们要学我们要学掉这么一个要点，就是永远都要记住不要让自己消沉。
And always surrender yourself by positive people. Avoid negative people.
而且呢，永远都要让自己脱避在非常积极正向的这些人的保护之下，而不要去找那些非常消极的人。
Avoid negative situation and go for positive situations.
而且呢，也要避免一些这个负面的一些情况，要让自己一直处在一种非常积极的状态之下。
Because that kind of environment strengthens the immune system, which protects you from being sick.
因为就是这样的一种氛围呢，它就会让我们的这个免疫系统变得更加的强大。那么当我们处在这样的状态下的时候呢，就可以保护我们不会受疾病的影响，会得病。
So the best environment, the most positive environment, is to hear about Krishna and to chant Hare Krishna.
所以说呢，这个最好的积极的正向的环境就是唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，去听 Hare Krishna 的名字。
Now, it does not guarantee that we have to be very careful here because we could commit offenses by thinking that if I chant Hare Krishna, I get healthier. This is not the purpose of chanting.
但是呢，在这个地方呢，我们要非常的小心，因为我们一定要小心，不要做着一个冒犯，就是，我们这个通过念诵让自己变成一个更加的健康的人，因为这并不是我们念诵的目的所在。
This is not the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us with the chanting. The chanting is unconditional. Whether I am sick or not sick, I chant because I love you.
那么这也并不是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他前来把这个寿命给予我们的这种心态。那么当我们在念诵的时候呢，这是一个无条件的念诵，无论我到底是生病还是没病，我都要念诵您的名字，原因是因为我爱您。
Otherwise, we become like the Buddhists and the Christians. I chant your glories, but you give me a diploma, you give me a car, you give me a house, you give me good health. It becomes the same thing. Yes.
那否则的话呢，我们就变成了那些这个基督徒和这个佛教徒一样了，就是我念诵您的名字，然后呢，您就给我一个好的文凭，给我好的健康，然后给我好的事业。
对。
So,
we have to make sure that we understand the purpose of chanting is beyond the condition of the body.
那么所以说我们一定要知道就是我们念诵的这个目的呢它其实是超越于我们的身体的这个限制的。
We do our best to keep the body healthy, to keep the mind healthy, to keep the senses healthy. But the chanting of Hare Krishna is the added medicine that doesn't matter what happened because ultimately we're going to die. That's the conclusion of the disease, is death. And after death, we don't want to come back into a diseased body. We want to go back to Krishna.
那所以说呢，我们要竭尽全力的让自己的这个身体啊、心意啊，还有我们的感官呢、啊，处在健康的这种状态。但是呢，这个念诵呢，它其实并不是局限在这一点的。那我们每一个人都一定最终会死。那所以呢，我们通过这个念诵呢，希望真正的治愈我们的这个疾病，就是到我们在这个离开这具躯体，在死亡之后呢，不会再回到这个物质的躯体之中，不会再来到这个物质世界了。
So we don't chant and hear about Krishna thinking, oh, it will make me positive and I will get healthier. That's actually offensive chanting.
所以说呢，我们不能够一边唱诵一边念诵一边想着哦，那这样会让我变得成为一个积极的人，让自己变成一个更加健康的人。因为如果我们要是以这样的心态去念诵的话，那么是对念诵的冒犯。
We chant to please Krishna.
那我们念诵是为了要让 Krishna 开心。
And because this body is a temple of the Lord and it's a gift from material nature, we have the responsibility to keep this body together by keeping healthy.
那么我们的这个身体呢是主的居住的庙宇，而且呢也是物质自然所赐予我们的礼物，所以说呢我们是有责任要把我们的这座庙给修好，然后呢让我们的这个身体变得处在健康的状态之中的。
Haridas Thakur was a very old man.
那 Haridas Thakur 他是一位非常的年迈的长者。
He wasn't sick. He was just, you know, old age. He was a very old man.
那么当时呢，他并不是说是真正的得了什么病，而是因为他岁数大了。
But when Lord Chaitanya went to see him one morning, he said, "My dear Lord, I think I have a disease."
那么有一天清晨，当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去见他的时候呢，他对主说：“我亲爱的主啊，我觉得我生病了。
”And Lord Chaitanya says, "What are the symptoms of your disease?"
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说：“你这个生病的症状是什么样？”
Haridas Thakur replied, "I cannot finish my rounds."
然后 Haridas Thakur 就说呢，我没法念完我的圈了。
He was chanting 192 rounds a day.
但他一天呢要念192圈。
So maybe he chanted only 150.
那也许可能他一天只念了150圈。
So Lord Chaitanya says, you don't have to follow that rule anymore. You're already back in the spiritual world.
然后朱彩丹在马哈布说呢，你不用再去遵循这个原则了，因为你现在已经回到了灵性世界了。
So Aridas Thakur replied, "Please, my dear Lord, listen to me."
然后Aridas Thakur 他对主说，我亲爱的主啊，请你听我说。
I was born in such a fallen, degraded family.
因为我呢是出生在如此一个堕落的家庭之中。
My body is so impure.
那我的躯体呢是如此的肮脏。
If I don't chant the holy name of the Lord 24 hours a day, I am diseased.
那如果我要是一天不能够24小时都在念诵主的圣名的话，我就是有病的。
And Prabhupada, in that particular purport, Prabhupada says, this is the real disease. And then Prabhupada writes, if somebody cannot complete their 16 runs every day, they should consider themselves to be in a disease condition.
然后Srila Prabhupada在那个要旨里面就说呢，这个才是我们真正所得的这个病。那么然后他又说，如果要是有谁一天没有办法念完这16圈的话，他才一定要认为自己是处在生病的状态之中。
So we have to chant those 16 rounds with attention every day as the medicine not to keep the body healthy, but to prepare to go back to Krishna.
那所以说呢，我们每天一定要非常的专注认真的念完我们的这16圈。那么这16圈呢是治我们病的这个药，但这个并不是说是治疗我们的这个身体疾病的药，而是让我们能够回到灵性世界的药。
Keeping the body healthy means...How many hours we sleep, what kind of food we eat, how we eat it, what's the quality of the food, what kind of people we have around us, what kind of environment, the climate, everything is included, that we have to stay healthy.
那么关于我们的这个身体的这个健康的状况的保持呢，是有很多的条件促成的，比如说包括我们每天睡多少觉，我们吃什么样的食物，我们这个食物是怎么吃进去的，我们是处在怎么样的这种氛围之中，和我们身边的这个联谊的这些人都是谁，就所有的这些来促成了我们是不是能够在一种健康的身体的状况之下。
Again, I mean, it's interesting that as I'm speaking, there's all this pastime coming up. Sanatan Goswami had the same idea.
那所以呢，这是很有意思的。当我在讲述这个话题的时候呢，就是我脑子里面就显现了所有的这些逍遥时光。那么 Sanatan Goswami 呢，他也有同样的说法。
We're going to talk about all these pastimes during our retreat in Shanghai in a few days.
那我们几天之后呢，在上海会有一个进修。那么我们将在这个进修营中讲述关于所有的这些逍遥时光。
So Sanatan Goswami, he was not an old man, but he went through the forest to go to Puri to visit Lord Chaitanya. He stopped and he drank some dirty water, and he became very sick. His whole body was infected.
那么 Sanatan Goswami 呢，他并不是一个年迈的长者，但是呢他要去 Puri 去见主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。 那么在这个路途之中呢，他就喝了一些不干净的水。那么当他因为他特别渴，所以他就喝了这个水，喝完这水以后呢，他就生病了，而且这个病呢让他很厉害，让他浑身都受到了感染。
So when you arrived in Puri, he was thinking to himself, not only I cannot go and see Lord JagannathSecondly, I'm very, very sick. What is the point of me being here? I may as well die.
然后呢，他就来到了这个 Puri 的时候，他就在想，首先我这种状况，我是没有办法去见主 Jagannath 的，而且呢，我病得这么厉害，我到底在这干什么？因为我可能就要死了。
So he made a plan in his mind. He didn't tell anyone. He made a plan in his mind.When the Ratha Yatra cart comes, I will throw myself under the wheel, and by looking at Lord Jagannath and looking at Lord Chaitanya, I go back to Godhead.
所以呢，他在脑子里面呢就想出了一个主意。他并没有把这个主意告诉任何人。他就说呢，当这个弹车节到来，然后呢这个弹车前来的时候呢，我就会来到弹车的面前。然后看着主加格纳特和看着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 让车从我的身上压过去，然后我就这样就离世了。离开以后呢，我还能够回到守神的身边去。
But Lord Chaitanya knew of his intention.
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 知道他的意图。
And he said to him, Your body is not your property, is my property.
然后主柴坦的马哈巴布就对桑丹坦的 Goswami 说说你的这个躯体并不是你的财产它是我的财产。
You can't do what you want with your body.
所以说呢你是没有办法想对你的身体做什么就做什么的。
Maybe people who are not in Krishna consciousness can do whatever they want with their body, but the Vaishnava's body belongs to, is a property of the spiritual master.
那么也许可能在 Krishna 知觉之外的人他们可以任意的去去这个去处理他们自己的这个身体。但是呢 ,Vaishnava 的这个身体呢它是属于灵性导师的财产。
And Lord Chaitanya told him, I have plans for this body. I want you to be in Vrindavan. I want you to establish temples. I want you to write books. I want you to give shelter to the conditioned souls. You can't take away this body away from me.
那所以主柴坦的马哈巴布说呢，我对于你这具躯体呢是有很多计划的。我希望你要到文达文去，我希望你在那里去建立神庙，而且呢要在那里去写书，而且呢要给这个所有的受条件限制的灵魂们以庇护。所以呢，我根本就不能够允许你在我的面前把你这具躯体给拿走。
And then Lord Chaitanya wanted to embrace Sanatan Goswami, but his body was covered of all this infection. And Sanatan Goswami says, please, don't touch me, don't touch me.
然后呢主柴坦的马哈巴布呢就想要拥抱 Sanatan Goswami, 但是呢当时 Sanatan Goswami 的全身呢都由于感染就是都烂掉了。所以呢 Sanatan Goswami 就对主柴坦的马哈巴布说求你了求你了请你别碰我别碰我。
That you can't escape Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢他是没有办法从主持在那马哈帕布面前逃开的。
And Lord Chaitanya caught Sanatan Goswami. This is all taking place on the beach, right? He caught Sanatan Goswami. He embraced him very tightly and all his disease went away.
那么这个故事呢是发生在海滩上的。主持在那马哈帕布就赶上了Sanatan Goswami 一把抓住了他紧紧地把他抱在了自己的胸前就这样 Sanatan Goswami 所有的这个疾病呢都烟消云散了。
So, this is how we have to see things. At the time of initiation, I become the property of my spiritual master. Now, it is my duty to keep this body in good shape.So I can be useful in a service to my Guru Maharaj, and so I can hear and chant and prepare to go back to Krishna.
那所以说我们的正确理解应该是这样的，就当我们接受启迪的这一刻呢，我们就已经变成了我们的灵性导师的财产。所以我要付出的这个职责就是我要好好的去照顾我这具躯体，这样的话呢，我才能够为我的灵性导师做服务，然后呢，我才能够很好的去。为我自己的回归守神做好准备，很好的去念诵圣名和聆听圣名。
Okay.
Yeah. The next one. Next one is from Hari Vamsa.
Hari Vamsa follows me everywhere.
Yeah, he's very good.现代医院的处理绝症方法很残忍，听说连医院接生的方式也很残忍不自然，甚至在俄罗斯有奉献者在家里的浴缸自然生产，这是阿育吠达的方式吗？奉献者怎么面对生产？这会影响小孩的知觉吗？Well, for the modern hospitals, they are very horribly to treat.Horribly to treat the terminal diseases. And I have been told that in the hospital, they're also using the very horrible way to give the birth, to help the ladies to give the birth. And I have been told that in Russia, there were some devotees to give the birth, to have a natural deliverance of the birth in their bathtub at home.I wonder if this is the Ayurvedic way for delivering the child, and what will be the right way for the devotees to to face the issues of the laboring, giving the labor of the birth, and will this to influence the consciousness of the baby?
Wow, what a question. How old is Harivamsa? Is he 21 or something?
No, Harivamsa Prabhu is 30 something, and also I think he is in the situation right now.
Oh, okay.
He's fine.
Anyway, I couldn't agree more with you that hospitals in China are an absolute disaster in terms of care and the way patients are being treated.
那首先呢，就是我非常的同意您的意见，就是在中国的这个医院里面，对于病人的照顾，还有对于病人的这个治疗是非常的可怕的。
I mean, it's not much better in other countries.
但是呢，在别的国家呢，也好不了多少。
But you do get good care in Western countries' hospitals.
但是呢，在西方国家的医院里面呢，你确实还是得到很好的照顾。
For two reasons. One, if that country has a good Medicare system.
那么首先有两个这个原因呢，就是如果那个国家它有很好的医疗的保证的系统的话
，or if you have a private insurance，
那或者呢是自己有很好的医疗的保险。
But in China, you know, it's very difficult to expect good care in a hospital for any disease, or even for dying, or even for giving birth.
那么在中国呢，对于任何一种病，你都没有办法期待着医院能给你很好的照顾，无论是要死的病，或者说是孩子的出生。
Now I have my personal experience, and from what I hear from other people, hospitals in India are very professionals.
那么我自己有这个亲身的体验，还有呢，我也从别人那里听到了这个相关的消息，就是在印度的医院呢是非常的专业的。
And we have a very good hospital in Mumbai, which is run by devotees who are very, very caring to the patients.
那我们在孟买呢有一个由奉献者开办的医院，他们对于病人呢是照顾有加。
But I know, for example, devotees who had a big disease or even accidents and were taken very good care. Even as foreigners, they were taken very good care in a hospital in Calcutta or in Delhi. Look what how they took care of Jayaprataka Swami in Chennai.
而且呢，我们也知道，就是在印度各地的这些医院里面，对于奉献者或者是对于非奉献者都是有很好的照顾的。比如说在加尔各答的这个医院呢，还有就是我们可以看到，这个加帕塔格玛拉只在申奈的这个医院里面得到了如此好的照顾。
I know that hospitals in India have a world reputation.
所以呢，我知道在印度的这个医院呢，他们是世界著名的。
Now, when it comes to giving birth.And the Vedic system, it's totally different because women give birth at home, not in a hospital.
所以关于生孩子的这件事情呢，作为这个韦达的体系来说呢，它的这个生孩子的方式是完全不一样的，因为女子是在家里面生产的。
And the woman who is going to give birth is assisted during pregnancy.And she is very well surrendered at the time of birth and after birth. The whole family gets involved, the community, the nurses, everyone gets involved.
所以说呢，就是 you mean the mom, the pregnant mom who is very surrendered、
yes.
and also prepared during the time when she is pregnant.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
那么也就是说呢，就是这个怀孕的这位母亲呢，她在整个的这个孕期的这个期间呢，她是一种很皈依、很臣服的这种心态，在准备着她的这个孩子的这个降生。而且呢，就是整个的这个家庭以及助产士，就是帮她生产的这个护士， 也都是非常的帮助的，等于大家是一个团队的一种状态下在迎接着这个孩子的降生。
So, I don't know, China has got, you know, the situation, and it's not getting better. Hospitals are completely packed with people, and because there's such a big demand, you see, the thing is that in China, you don't have private hospitals, and you don't have private clinics, and you don't have private doctors. Everyone has to go to the hospital. That's the big problem.
Yeah, but now we do have the, private clinics more and more. Right
yeah,、
now.
If you have more and more money.
That's true. 那就是我们现在在中我们现在在中国的这个医疗体系呢，现在好像没有办法变得更好的原因呢，就是因为我们在中国没有这个私人医生，没有私人诊所，所以说呢，导致了就是所有生病的人呢，就必须要到医院里面去看病，所以这样就导致了在医院里面呢，就每天都是堆得人山人海的。Next one?
Yes. Are there many more?
No, I think there is one more.
Okay.
One more. From 秀秀，顶拜感恩亲爱的 Guru 和翻译，身体是第一位，如果服务超过身体的极限了，是不是就不需要执着于每天去做那么多的服务了？比如说每天清晨沐浴提拉克，要做早晚的 RT。做两顿 prasadam 崇拜突信女神，还有忙着带着大家联谊，是需要停下来让自己放松身体，慢慢的能做多少就做多少，对吗？身体是 Krishna 的庙宇，那么给身体买漂亮的衣服是物质欲望吗？ Please accept my very humble obeisances and thank you very much. So, our body is, we should put our body in the top priority.If we have overburdened of the, services, if it's true that, we shouldn't be too, stay on with all of the services. For example, every day, we need to, get up early in the morning and, have the shower and put on the tilak and have the morning RT, evening RT,make two prasadams, and also worship the Tulasi Devi, and also, arranging programs to take care of, the others who have the association with me. So is that true that I really need to relax a little bit and just to try to have the right appetite for my body, do whatever
yes.
I actually can do.And,
yes.
Because the body is the temple of the Lord. So if
yes.
I, bought some beautiful dress for this body, will that be considered as the material desire?
As long as you offer your beautiful dresses to the deities, then that's okay.
就是关于您给身体买这个漂亮的衣服这件事儿哈，就是如果您要是把这漂亮的衣服先要给它这个供奉给神像，然后您再穿的话，这就没问题。
Yeah, it also has to do with the age. I mean, when you are young, you know, you have plenty of energy and strength. When you are older, you have to look after yourself more.
哈哈，然后另外还有就是跟我们的这个岁数有关，就是当我们还处在年轻的时候呢，我们其实。处在更多的这种能量和更多的这种精神的这种状态下，但如果我们要是岁数慢慢变大了以后呢，可能要更多的照顾一下自己。
But when you get older, the energy is different because as you get older, you get more absorbed in Krishna consciousness. You get special spiritual energy. You don't sit on the side of the road playing mahjong with all your friends.
但是呢，就是当你这个变得年岁数变大了以后呢，你这会儿其实被另外一种能量所影响，因为这会儿呢，你可能就更加的让自己沉醉在对 Krishna 知觉的这种状态之下，所以呢，你就会做这个和 Krishna 知觉相关的这个事情，而不是会像其他的人那样和别人一起打麻将什么的。
Okay.
Yes, that's everything.Thank you,
I have to go. We have a devotee program soon.
Wow. Nice.
All right. So thank you very much, Sati Mataji.
Sati Mataji, 非常谢谢。
Thank you very much, Danakini, for your translation.
Thank you, Babu.
Thank you very much, Ashu, for giving me a chance to speak.
非常感谢阿叔给我这么一个讲述的机会。
Thank you to all the devotees for listening patiently and for your wonderful questions.
非常感谢奉献者们能够很耐心的聆听，以及非常感谢大家这么好的问题。
Dhanvantari Bhagavan Ki Jai.Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Go Premanande. Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo. Radhasharan Prabhu Ki Jai. 外昆大之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感恩Radhasharan Prabhu 给我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的所有的耐心的解答。非常非常的感谢沙蒂玛拉吉给我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna